Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, The Drive is live, and we are live here at Boomer Jacks here in Katy. Make your way on out here. I got to get an understanding of what goes behind the name Boomer Jacks. How did we get to Boomer Jacks? Is there some sort of an Oklahoma tie? I'm just trying to figure out how we got to that name, Boomer Jacks. I've seen them around. This is my first time being inside of one, but it is a really, really cool spot. If you've not been, as Clint said, man, damn it, it's 2:00, and this bad boy is already in full effect. The drive is live. As we see Tyler, he's going all out. With this 12th man
let's go,
jersey
baby.
Right here. I mean, this is
1975,
look at this
baby. Let's go.
Amen.
Oh, he's got the 12th man jersey. What'd that hit you for, man?
That is
nice. About 140. This is what they're going to be sporting out on the the field over there, Kyle Field, tomorrow. Throwbacks.
Oh, he went out and got what they're going to wear, huh?
Oh, I'm vibing, that? Man. I am vibing.
He is feeling it. And speaking of vibing,
just
Tyler, listen, those of you that are like Tyler, not only are we hooking you up here at Boomer Jacks, not only can you win a gift card or a chance at 4 different gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, not only can you win a free oil change to Tom Ball Ford, not only can you win a pair of tickets later on to a future Texans game, shout out to our Houston area Ford dealers, courtesy of them, but on site today at Boomer Jacks, you can also have a chance to win UT A&M tickets.
Oh, wow.
What?
On site. I just wanted to tell you, Tyler. You got a chance. You got to be in here. Yep. UT and A&M tickets on site here at
Somebody
Boomer
DM Jack. Me on Twitter. I got a deal for you.
Just telling you. But it's specific to... today.
If you win, DM Tyler. You can probably make some money.
When I saw this come across, I thought Tyler was going to call in and just make his way on down in disguise.
I missed this.
Yeah, I know you did. So, listen, we don't come empty-handed, and we got a little extra going on today. So you can get Texans tickets. You can get UT A&M tickets. Oh my goodness, man! Make your trip to Austin. Now they won't fly you to Austin or drive you to Austin, but you got to get yourself there.
How'd that come about? Are Houston area Ford dealers doing that,
It's Boomer Jacks.
Oh, it's Boomer Jacks.
Yes,
made it
Boomer Jacks.
Wow.
Yeah, they're also doing their own giveaway here.
Oh, okay.
So bring your ass and have a drink right here, man.
I think I need one. I mean, ever since I pulled up in the
I
need to go ahead and get started.
I might have to get started, too. I'm with you. I will not allow you to drink alone in here. So come on out, have a good time. And as I look up at this TV, the people there don't know right now that at 0-0 between the Giants and the Eagles, that the Eagles, this game is about to get ugly for them. What in the hell happened last night to the Philadelphia Eagles. And what has gotten into what a draft class so far for the New York Giants. I mean, you get the pass rusher early. You get Dart, the quarterback, who now has played three games and is 2-1 with wins over the Chargers and Justin Herbert and the champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Cam Scataboo, who just tore their asses up, man. That was crazy last night. I know we said last night that, hey, this thing may be closer than you think here. But I didn't think it was going to be a 17-point Giants win.
Yeah, no, I would have lost a boatload of money if I was forced to bet that game. I'd have bet Philly 10 out of 10 times.
I wonder if Tyler did lose money betting that game.
No, he did not. He went 4 for 4, baby. I told you, when Tyler gets hot, man, all you got to do is pick one, and you got a good chance to hit it. And I did last night. I picked one with him. We had that Cam Scataboo over 47.5 yards.
He's 9 for 9, yeah. Folks, his last 2 days.
He's on a heater. Now's the time to tell. Now, there's no doubt about it. But, boy, I mean, was I ever wrong about Jaxson Dart?
Let me hear this, because I think you may be going a little quick here. Say you're wrong. What have you been?
Because maybe the only way is if I didn't portray my real feelings on air, which I typically do pretty accurately. I stood on the field and watched Jaxson Dart play, and I thought he was a great college quarterback. Not knocking anything there. I really questioned whether his ability and his style. If he was good enough, arm-wise or athletically, was he good enough to go to the NFL, I mean, now we know, with a bad franchise, and win playing that style of football, right? And I thought there wasn't no way in hell. There was no chance. I thought even when he fell in the first round, and the Giants moved up. When he was falling, I was like, yeah, I told y'all. I knew this wasn't no first-round talent. And all of a sudden, Giants jump up in the first round, take him.
You thought it was real Will Levis feel, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Will was super corny. I don't think his mechanics were going to allow him to technically and mechanically throw the football the way you need to at the NFL level. I just thought, to be completely honest with you, that Jaxson Dart I thought his ceiling was too low for it to work at the NFL level. And to your point, it's early. But I'm telling you, man, we always talk about Pat Mahomes and the greatness of Pat Mahomes. And what I think makes Pat as great as he is, there's several things, but one of the biggest things that doesn't get enough talk is his pocket presence, his sixth sense, if you will, in the pocket, his feel for pressure, and how he effortlessly just dances around in the pocket and buys time and makes plays, whether he ends up scrambling or he ends up throwing, right? Like that is a trait that if you have it, it's going to play at an NFL level in a major, major way. And the way Jaxson Dart dances around in that pocket, buys a little bit of time and then finds somebody that's open, or dances around in the pocket, lets the pass rush get by him, and then gets north and south and has the athletic ability to make big plays with his feet. I just think that's going to play. Now, I don't know if the Giants are going to be worth a damn, but it looks like his style of ball is going to play, and I would have bet a house note that wasn't going to happen.
And see, that's where I'm not – that's why I told you to slow down. I'm not sold that what he does is sustainable. I'm not saying he can't grow from it, but for instance, the person that – the young quarterback that we cover here in Houston with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
When I watch C.J. – even from early on as a rookie, you looked at it and you're like, all right, I don't know, you know, how elite his talent is. You know, I don't know how good he could, but what he does is sustainable, right? Like I could look at it and say, all right, what he's doing is getting the ball out on time, getting it in early, and he seems to get in the rhythm. When I watch Jaxson Dart, I'm not seeing a lot of the rhythm stuff there yet. And his accuracy is off. Now he seems to do well off script and makes plays there, and he's made some guys miss. Again, we'll see how good. I think he's more athletic than maybe people think he is, and he's been able, because he put a move on Nick Baum Bond, whatever his last name, and that's an All-Pro linebacker. He just left him on that touchdown run. But like right now, I'm looking at this man. He just missed a slant and threw it right into the stomach of the Eagles quarterback. I just wonder. All right, when they take you out of the ability to move around, how are you when you got to play on time and do those things? And I'm not saying he can't do that. I'm just saying through his first three games, it hadn't been a lot of that.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with your point. My point is maybe I didn't make my negative point about Jackson Dart a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was. I think it was 2 years ago when I saw him at Arkansas play at Arkansas. I mean, I just honestly thought you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is a Johnny Hustle dude that has a lot of grit. He's tough as hell. But this is never going to fly at an NFL level. And what I saw last night, what we've seen previously, it's flying at an NFL level. Now, I don't know if he's going to be a Pro Bowler. I don't know if they're going to win games, but it's flying at an NFL level. Now here's the deal, though, Ron. And I'm going to tell you, man, when you look at the dudes right now that are the best in the league, when you look at Pat Mahomes, when you look at Joe Burrow, when you look at Josh Allen, when you look at all these guys, what Jackson Dart was able to do last night effortlessly, like instinctually, is what those guys do on a consistent basis, which is go make plays with your legs and it looks easy, which was my fear with Jackson Dart. My fear with Jackson Dart was I'd go watch him play, and if it was a natural grass field, his mama couldn't get the grass stains out of his jersey the next day. He was so tore up. Yeah. I mean, he was getting – there's no way, right? And I'm watching him now, and it's just like it's effortless. It's like it's an afterthought. It's like he sees it happening before everybody else sees it happening. And I guess that to me, as a quarterback, it's like it reminds me of, man, everything around him is happening really slow, and he's a step ahead. And I think that's a mental thing. That's a maturity thing. And I think you either have it or you don't have it. And it looks to me like he has it. Because don't think about it. When this game started, one of the biggest reasons – I mean, this is an Eagles win and a Jackson Dart struggle 10 out of 10 times. I mean, no Malik Nabers?
No Malik Nabers.
No Slayton?
The guys they had out. I mean, he had little Jordan Humphrey. We're still little Jordan Humphrey was the second receiver for him.
Making plays.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, man. There is undoubtedly, whether you want to call it vibe or you want to call
it. No, he's got that part.
You want to call it swag. I thought Herb Street, by the way, I'm really getting down with these prime games, by the way. But I thought Herb Street said it perfect last night. When Herb, like that, right, he's jogging.
That move he put on him.
But Herb Street said it right last night. Like, there's an energy. Call it swag, call it vibe, call it whatever you want to, whatever generation you are. There is an energy around the kid that is just different. And now we'll see if when you get your ass kicked, if that energy's still there. We'll see if after you throw four picks, if everybody's still, that energy still infectious the way it is.
It's interesting. They couldn't solve Spencer Rattler last week in the Saints, but outside of those, they've beaten Justin Herbert and the Chargers and this Eagles team.
And I'm going to tell you, Brian Daboll, I mean, everybody.
It's saving jobs, baby.
No, look here. I remember last year when my man Sean Payton got in Russell Wilson's ass, and then everybody got mad because he didn't do the same thing to the next guy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Brian Daboll watched old buddy play one game, and they said, that's our guy.
That's our guy.
Hey, Russ, man. Wasn't it? Russ, take your ass over on the bench.
He tried to get him out the tent.
Blue.
Hey, by the way, he's getting his ass investigated right now for the concussion protocol. He tried to,
who, Daboll?
Oh, yeah, he saw Russ go for two plays, and he ran in the tent. He stopped calling plays. He ran in the tent to go get Jackson out. he lost his mind. I'm going to tell you what, one thing I did watch last night that I think, and again, when I watch him and Cam Scataboo, those are some young Caucasian gentlemen with a little swag here. Last night could have been a real, real, real costly evening for them. They look like they were about to go tear up whatever borough they wanted to.
No question.
And there looked like there was some ladies ready.
No question.
Were some ladies ready, and just Lord, please. Please just don't make a mistake, fellas. That's all I was thinking last night.
Amber
when Jackson
Rose.
Had that chain, on, and that I said, boy, they look like they could be primed to get somebody pregnant this evening.
That's a great point.
I just thought, come on, guys.
Then, Ron, you watch them walk in the building.
Nothing about either one of them look like they're using anything.
And then you look at, no, why would they? And then all of a sudden, they're posing in the end zone. Scataboo ain't got no shirt on, right?
Man.
And then Scataboo's tearing his shirt off on the post game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick lost his mind. Yes. And did it with him.
Which, by the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I thought that was going to be bad for him. It wasn't as bad.
I just got
a glance on social media, so I didn't see him seated. But I thought when Fitz started pulling his shirt off, I thought, "What the hell? Don't do that, bro. You can't do that."
He
stayed puffed up. You know what I mean? He kept the chest out and kept him lungs full, kept the chest out. So he survived it. I thought when he did the chest bump, it was going to fall apart, but he survived it.
But you're right. Real quick though,
I don't want to get off that topic.
The best thing about
Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo is
they're about to tear Manhattan's ass up.
But I guarantee you they have different taste.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's the only way it works.
I think both of them have versatile taste.
Well, no, I don't doubt that, but I think preferences. I think if they walk in that door, I think one prefers a certain kind, and the other prefers a certain. Cam may not matter. It doesn't look like he really gets it.
Nah, I was going to say Cam may like he's like a big girl.
She got a pretty smile.
Real thick. Those two look the way they looked. The look in their eyes, they look like they were ready to go high fives over the top.
Well, yes,
Jackson's
two hands,
mom gave me that kind of feeling.
Whose mom?
Yeah,
Jackson's. Oh, you didn't see
his
her?
His mom's hot.
There are 100 ladies in that stadium ready.
Ooh.
There are 200 ladies in that stadium ready.
Well, the bad thing is that it's not even about the ones in the stadium. It's about the ones that when they walk in the door don't even know who they are, and they're like, why is everybody going crazy about those guys? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let me go get in the mix.
Because Cam's shirt's been off. He'd never put another one on. I don't believe.
Oh,
there's no way.
Great.
There is no
Good
way.
For
in
them boys.
There is no way in hell that those guys just went home last night.
Well,
now Cam lied and said, "No, man, I just go and play my video game and worry about my body." Yeah, I bet you did worry about your body, Cam.
Yeah,
Cam was somewhere in Brooklyn.
I mean, just ease into a nice little lounge somewhere that you know the heat is thick.
Shirtless,
yeah,
in there, man. Now I'm not saying they went and had some Lawrence Taylor fun. But I think they had themselves.
I don't know if these youngsters do
no
it
crack,
as well as the third string quarterback did back in the day. But it wasn't real hard. You know where you're going. I mean, you know where the heat's going to be.
I'm telling you, I think they had the ability to go to a new place.
They have the ability to do whatever they want to do, but I guarantee you they knew exactly where the heat was thick and they were just going to step off in there for about 30 minutes and pick a couple. I mean, that's the way to do it. That is
them,
the way.
Yeah, girl. Good for them. I saw those post-game interviews, and I said, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Somebody's fathers better get on the phone with them right now and let them know, hey, guys, let's be smart here.
Yeah.
Let's have fun tonight, but let's be smart here.
Shoot. Hey, Scataboo looked like his daddy be right along with him.
Because there's an Ashley waiting, laying in wait. There's an Ashley, Savannah.
Why is it going to be the most popular white girl name, Ron?
There's a Katrina.
Is Katrina still a popular name?
I think it's versatile. I really do.
You can go with Kat, you can go with Trina.
Yeah, I do. All right, coming up next, it is the bye week for the Texans, but what are some self-scouting? You know that's what they do for this week. What's some self-scouting when you look at this team and you think, all right, this is what they should look to continue doing. This is what they should look to quit doing. What are they self-scouting from the first five games of the season? We'll do that next.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we are live here on a Football Friday. Yes, it is the bye week, but that don't mean it's the bye week for us on Football Friday. We are out, as you heard the big voice man say. We're in Katy today at Boomer Jacks. Come on out, have a good time. Our first time here, hopefully not the last. This is a really, really good spot and plenty of room for you to come on and hang out. Again, we've got plenty of prizes, including tickets, future tickets to a Texans game, potential tickets to a UT and A&M game. You can win a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is get a ticket, put that ticket in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win. That raffle box is that big white box right there on the table. If you're in the building, you might as well go ahead and enter the raffle box to give yourself a chance to win many of the prizes that we have today. All right, Clint, it is Football Talk on Sports Radio 610, and it is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, one popular thing that is done in the NFL during bye weeks is what coaches like to call self-scout, where they sit down and they look at, and all right, offensively, defensively, they get to a space where they're like, all right, let's take a look at, you know, the things that we did well, that we were really good at, and the things that potentially we should continue to do, or, hey, man, we struggled with this. Let's chill on this. Maybe we pull this out, or what things they may want to add. When you look at this Texans team, and you think about, all right, if you're a part of that coaching staff this week and you're looking at the first 5 weeks and the adjustments you make from that, what are you looking at that they could really exploit or maybe pull back?
Well, I think let's start with the defense, which I think there's very little that you self-scout and go, okay, we want to adjust this. We talked about this after the Ravens game. I thought them going to, you know, we used to call it a double eagle front back in the day, which just means you got a D lineman on the center, you got a D lineman on both guards, and then you got your edge rushers, which in this case is Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, obviously. So, you know, that front makes it very difficult to double team, makes it very difficult for teams to get push up front, and that seemed to really stymie the run. because it wasn't just Derrick Henry. It was that offensive line in Baltimore. It was the other two running backs that were there as well. I mean, they did absolutely nothing. So I think we saw in the Tampa game, I would say, a good run team, but I wouldn't say like a dominant run team. We saw them, you know, rush for damn near 6 yards a carry. And we saw them continue to do it even when they took the nickel defender out, added a third linebacker, and stayed in a true 4-3, right? So I think defensively, you know now, looking back on what you've watched, you know now that when a team's running the football well, you've got to go to a five down, which obviously means you're going to put some pressure on your secondary, which is the strong suit for this particular team. You can say edge rushers, obviously, but beyond Will and Daniil, you know, it's a strong suit for this team to be able to cover down man and man situations. And so I would imagine defensively that the self-scout's going to tell them, all right, forget that 4-3 setup that we went to. Let's lean more into the five down. Let's lean more into covering the center guard center and not allowing them to double us. And when we do that, they can't. They flat out just cannot. You know, D'Amico was referring to it as building a wall. When they do that, they just flat out can't run the football against you.
Yeah, and they're also going to incorporate some guys that have been injured that haven't been playing. Smith, the rookie in the secondary,
yep.
Jimmy Ward,
yep.
Probably coming on in the secondary. So they'll add some pieces
D'Amico
there.
D'Amico Autry at some
D'Amico,
point.
Yeah, D'Amico Autry, another big piece that can allow them to do a lot of different things with his versatility to be able to play inside and outside. So yeah, the defense does feel a lot easier of self scouting. It's the other side. They probably feel really good about offensively what they've done the last 2 weeks. But again, as we've talked all week, they're not fools. Like, they understand the competition wasn't there. But I do wonder, based off the full five games, what they're looking at on that side of the ball.
Well, I think there's two things. And we talked it to death yesterday. The O-line and whatever they adjusted. When I say O-line, I mean the run game ultimately, which includes Dalton Schultz and the tight ends. Whatever they adjusted and whatever they lit the fire under their tail, that obviously worked, so keep doing more of that. I think that, you know, we've talked that to death. The other one, I think, is all about usage.
Yep.
I mean, to me, it's all about usage. As you look back at these games, there is no doubt about it that you got a weapon in Woody Marks, and you got to find a way to incorporate him into the game, a lot like San Francisco does with Christian McCaffrey. And I'm not saying he's Christian McCaffrey, but I'm talking about not just turning and handing it to him, not just checking the ball down to him, but you got a real opportunity to use him in your pass game, in your shot game, right? You want to be real calculated throughout the game. Well, when it comes time to take that shot that they've been so good at hitting lately, make sure Woody Marks has one of them in the game, right? So you can take advantage of a linebacker or a safety there with the running back getting down the field. The other one is the elephant in the room every week. It's Nico Collins. I think last week you look at that game plan with Nico Collins, and that should be the floor, right? Nico did not have a great day. Nico had a couple of catches that we've seen him have before, but you manufactured a couple of touches for him, and it makes him hard to pinpoint. It makes it hard for them to tilt their coverage to him. It makes it hard for them to to dial in on where he's at. If you just put him out there and leave him there and say, oh, well, if you tilt your coverage that way, we're going to work a different direction, then they can take the most explosive player that you have out of a game. I thought last week the speed sweep was big. You know, we've seen him try to hit him on some of the underneath boot game where he got him on the left side of the formation. They fake the run that way. When they boot back, Nico comes underneath. So I think the creativity and usage with Nico and the creativity and usage.
They could get better with. That can be an improvement on top of what they're doing with Nico, getting him involved more and having his impact be greater.
Well, the thing there, like last week, we said it before. Like last week, Nick Caley everybody was creating separation. So you could rely on Xavier Hutchinson to create some separation. You could rely on Christian Kirk. You could rely on Jalen Noel. You could rely on these guys. I don't know if it's always going to be the case. So you're going to be more dependent on Nico Collins moving forward. And so it's going to be even more important that they get those creative touches and that they find ways to get him the football down the field as well. So I think that is that O-line and whatever buttons they push to change the double teams and the aggression, the physicality involved in the double teams and the run blocking, and then the usage of Woody Marks and Nico Collins. I think those are the two things right now that from a self-scout perspective, you can fine-tune them. Hey, they worked. Let's fine-tune them and see if we can even get better.
Yeah, I, a couple of things. I'm with you on Woody Marks, especially watching Cam Scataboo last night. I know they're different players, but it is clear, like, they cut him loose. They completely cut him loose. Tracy probably started the season as their feature back. But last night, I mean, he got himself 19 carries and caught the ball out of the backfield. And they completely kind of turned it to where he's the lead back. I think moving forward, we could see that shift.
Yep.
I thought we'd see it. It felt like Nick Chubb, he got hot against the Ravens, so they did stay that way. But I do think the Woody Marks thing, and I think it is clear to me the building on how they have used Dalton Schultz has got to they've got to build upon that and continue that, because it helps CJ, it helps him, and it helps Nico, it helps everybody around. And it seems like that has just picked up in the last two games. And that's been different from the previous 19.
Boy, that's good, Ron. That is you can argue, and this is going to sound like a hot take, it's going to sound crazy, but the football mind in me, I could argue that right there, that Dalton realizing, recognizing what Dalton Schultz means, and like if he's getting busy early and getting looks and targets early, what that does for this offense, you can argue it's the most important thing. Outside of CJ and Kaylee, obviously, and kind of their game plan and their approach. Other than that, man, you can argue that Dalton Schultz getting going is more important than anything out there. So, yeah, you're right, man. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. We know they'll be doing. They'll be doing that. We'll see. I'm interested to see if we see some new wrinkles from either side of the ball coming up as they get rolling here. And we will continue rolling here again. Prizes all over the place. Your chance to win. Multiple prizes, including Texans tickets, including tickets to UT A&M later on this football season, and Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards. All you got to do is grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win. Coming up, we will do our weekend hot takes, and are we in must-winville in college football? We'll discuss that.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here at Boomer Jackson. We're in Katy.
Got him
a little aggressive there. Look out on the.
That's Matt's way of flirting.
Yeah, it is. Look out here as he almost fell down there. Look out here as. You'll never know how loud this voice will be. But we're here at Boomer Jacks here in Katy. Come on out, 2 to 6, plenty of prizes. Congratulations. We already have one winner today who took home Academy Sports and Outdoor Wars gift card. You'll have a chance to take one of those, and you have a chance here at Boomer Jacks to sign up to win a pair of potential tickets to the game in November between A&M and the Texas Longhorns. Before we get to our weekend hot take, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in and send yours in as well. You think these are potential must-win games this weekend for those two teams, A&M and Texas? You think these are must-win? I know Texas has Oklahoma at home after coming off the loss to Florida, and then A&M is playing that Florida team that just beat Texas, but they're doing it without their quarterback. Florida is DJ Lagway. You think these are must-win games for them?
Yeah, I do. I think, and it depends on, we'll put it in context. Like, I think A&M could survive a loss here and still go to the college football playoffs if they went out. I mean, obviously, but
you'd feel a lot different about them if they lost to Florida without DJ Lagway at home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
in
just,
those jerseys.
As you start looking through the A&M schedule, you got to win no disrespect, but you got to win the teams that are layups. Like, I say that knowing that Arkansas is one of those layups for anybody out there who wants to get pissed at me, right? But Florida is one of those right now where you got them at home. They don't have their quarterback. Their coach is on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat for a year plus. These are the kind of games that just – you got to prove that you're a program that's above slipping up in these moments. Because let's be honest, you got Missouri coming down the pike that right now is a lot better than maybe a lot of folks even realize.
We'll learn a lot about them up on Saturday.
But right now you got LSU, who their defense is special. Now their offense is sputtering, but their defense is special. One of the better defenses in the conference. And the schedule on that back end, you got about three games that are going to be tough games. You'd like to give yourself the ability to slip up in one of those games, maybe. Give yourself a little bit of grace, a little bit of wiggle room to slip up in one of those late season games and still be viewed as a top 10 football team. You lose to Florida, you damn near got to be perfect the rest of the way out, right? And so I think for that reason, it's a must win for A&M simply because this is an opponent. I've said it for years, and I hope A&M fans, I mean, view this as respect. I mean, A&M is a school. A&M is a football program that has the dudes that you can compare to anybody in the country. They when they walk out on the field, the eye test, when they walk out on the field and when they get off the bus, they can stand toe-to-toe with anybody in the country. And their program is yet to prove year in, year out that they can live there, they can stay there. I think this is a real chance for them to do that. And I think in order to do that, you got to knock off Florida at home. You got to get Florida
at home.
Can't
lose Florida at home. Yeah.
Well, you got to give yourself a little bit of grace, man. I'll say it now, which is it's obviously they're kicking ass, so it's not you know, earth shattering. I think they're a definitely a playoff caliber team, but they're a team that I could see winning a national championship. I think potentially they're that good. Their quarterback's coming. Offensively, they're coming. The one thing is you can't slip up and put yourself between a rock and a hard place late in the season, because it's a tough schedule down the stretch. And right now, at least looking I think they got three opponents right there, Missouri, LSU, and I can't remember who the other one was. They got three opponents right there late that I think are it's going to be tough sledding. And so, for A&M, I think this is a must win. If you're going to be a national championship caliber team, a college football playoff caliber team, I think you got to get this one. You can't slip up against this one.
They got that run there at the end of the year, LSU, Missouri, South Carolina, and Texas to end it with Samford as kind of another layup game there. I'm not going to say that you undo the Notre Dame win, but if you lose to Florida, it's like, damn, all right, you know, you dropped one that especially with the backup quarterback. I just think for guys like Tyler and other A&M fans, the confidence level would really drop in what this team can be if they were to lose at home to a Florida team without their quarterback.
Yeah. So for that, you know, from a national championship, from a college football playoff perspective, and giving yourself a little bit of grace, I think this is a must-win for A&M. Now, Texas, on the other hand, I think it's easy. If you want to salvage this season to any degree, you you want that late season A&M-Texas game to even mean anything beyond the ride, it's going to be big. It's going to be unbelievable. But if you want it to mean anything from a record perspective, you got to right the ship, man. And I just, I'll be honest with you, I just don't know that. I don't know why I see how they do it. They've got, everybody wants to pile on Arch Manning, and Arch has been bad, no doubt about it. And I understand that. I understand the world and how it works. But the reality of it is Texas is in trouble because they've got offensive line problems. They got speed problems. They got a quarterback problem. They got a lot of problems. And I don't know if they can clean it up. But if you want to get this thing moving in the right direction, if you want to get it moving in the right direction, knock off OU this weekend, and a lot of your sins will be forgiven.
They. I mean, believe it or not, they still have a shot to get to the college football playoff. I mean, they've got the loss to Florida, but it's a road loss. But their loss to Ohio State is a close one. But they beat Oklahoma. They beat A&M. They beat like the teams on their schedule. Like they got a chance, but they lose this one. It's a wrap. So yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, let's grab our weekend hot takes. Now last week, clearly I was the closest, and you know I think I nailed it. Maybe you know by technicality, give or take here, it may not have been hit. I'm gonna do my weekend hot take, Clint, and I don't know if it's a smoking hot take because they are both ranked. But I'm going to say Illinois, who did have 63 put on them by Indiana earlier this year and got just housed. I'm going to say number 17, Illinois, will beat number 1 Ohio State this weekend.
Oh, wow.
That's my hot take.
That's smoking hot.
Is it? They're 14.5-point underdogs. They're,
that's a big one.
I think
Ohio State's the best team in the country, so – I like Brett Bielema, man. Brett Bielema is a good dude, man. I'd like to see him knock off Ohio State. That'd be big.
I like it, but I don't know. I'm a little nervous about how they looked against Indiana. I think Indiana's a really good football team. I think their quarterback is serious, but I don't know, man. Ohio State, we'll see. We'll see. I think they've scored against the Minnesotas of the world, and I mean it just looked really easy. I think Illinois is going to give them a little bit more trouble. So I'm gonna go with Illinois, and we'll revisit this on Monday. Illinois will go in and beat the number one team, Ohio State. What's yours? What's your hot take?
Well, I'm gonna lean into my Razorbacks, man. Fire their head coach.
No.
Got a bye week. They're going on the road, playing in Knoxville, Tennessee Volunteers, number 12 in the country. We got an offense and a quarterback that can very easily put up 35-40. The key is, what does that defense look like? And the defense, they couldn't get no worse.
They got a bye week now.
I mean, you ever see an interim coach fire the entire defensive staff but within 24 hours of him becoming the interim coach? He did that. The defense could not be any worse. So I think the defense is able to at least make a couple plays, and I think Arkansas is going to upset Tennessee. I mean, you look at what Tennessee's done. They beat Syracuse. They beat ETSU. They lost to Florida in overtime. I mean, Georgia in overtime. They beat UAB, and then they beat Mississippi State in overtime. It's not like they're ungettable. It's not like they've ran a gauntlet and got major wins on their schedule. A lesser team in Mississippi State has already taken them to overtime.
So yeah,
I just
just fired their coach.
Yep,
just lost. They lost to Memphis. And just got absolutely destroyed. Was that at home?
They got destroyed Notre Dame? By Notre Dame. Yeah, was it at home? Hell, I stand on the sideline, man.
That's right. I didn't mean to remind you.
I mean, it was. Fortunately, these days I had a two and a or a one and a, one and a half and a 3.5-year old at the house, so I couldn't drown my sorrows to the degree that I wanted to. I wanted to take gummies and drink.
Oh my. Okay.
Gummies and shots.
Text line coming through. Ron is high. Stop it, Ron. Illinois barely beat Purdue. It's a hot take. It's the hot take. All right, now listen. My hot take crushed last week. All right, like I told you last week that Buffalo was going to lose, that the Patriots going to go on the road and beat Buffalo, and that Drake May would outplay Josh Allen. And I nailed it. I like that hat, sir. And I nailed it. All right, so let's reel it in. Now I'm telling you, I expect you, Sally, Darren, Still the King, all of you to text back. I expect all of you to text back. You are the greatest. You're right. We're wrong. All right. As soon as that happens, damn it.
You're handsome. Right, I'm ugly.
Thanks, Chubbs. Shout out to Chubb. Yep. All right, as we continue here, as the bye week goes on, let's sit down, and I want you to chew on this on the during the break, and we'll talk about it on the other side. What are the Texans? And you can really kind of look at this with the field of the league, and we're watching weird stuff happen every week. What are the Texans? Are the Texans a good football team? I know that's a simple question. Do you think the Texans are a good football team? We'll discuss that coming up next.